This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the mask mandate is not the only order President Biden was quick to dish out. Federal CFOs give us a scope of agency finances during the pandemic. And President Biden puts a hold on any midnight regulations issued by the Trump administration. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. Federal employees are getting more than just a mask mandate from the new Biden administration. More from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
A new executive order requires employees and contractors to wear a mask inside federal buildings and lands. It also creates a new safety task force and calls on the Department of Health and Human Services to develop a COVID-19 testing plan for the federal workforce. The task force will concentrate on testing, telework and commute options, and vaccine distribution. The Office of Personnel Management, General Services Administration, and new federal COVID-19 response coordinator are in charge of the group. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
Agency chief financial officers say their jobs changed significantly under the COVID-19 pandemic. A new survey from the Association of Government Accountants and Grant Thornton shows some CFO offices moved travel services staff to support acquisition in the early stages of the pandemic. Others relied on investments in data analytics to oversee emergency pandemic spending. CFOs say long-term effects of the pandemic will likely include increased telework and a decline in office space. President Biden looks to put a freeze on any new federal regulations agencies instigated in the waning days of the Trump administration. More on that from Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
In a new memo, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain tells agencies to hold off on publishing any new rules until after President Biden's appointees have had a chance to review them. For now, almost all of those appointees are career civil servants serving in an acting capacity. For recent rules that have already been published, the memo also asks agencies to consider delaying their implementation by 2 months. Again, so the new administration can determine whether or not it supports them. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
Lil Wayne and Steve Bannon were among those last-minute Trump pardons, but not just people got a reprieve as the old administration sunset. Federal News Network's Tom Temin explains.
Former EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler, in one of his very last acts, directed the agency to retire the bunny rabbits still remaining in EPA laboratories and put them up for adoption. He did so in a memo dated yesterday. Wheeler had earlier directed EPA to sharply reduce animal testing with an eye towards eliminating it as much as possible by 2035. President Biden has a rescue dog, so maybe that policy will continue. I'm Tom Temin.
House Democrats are urging President Biden's pick to lead the Office of Management and Budget to open up lines of communications between the agency and Congress. The chairman of the House Appropriations and Budget Committees wrote to OMB nominee Neera Tanden with their suggestions. They want OMB to bring career employees to take the lead on the apportionment process. They're also calling on OMB to drop any attempts to reclassify career employees as Schedule F appointees and asking OMB to publish certain documents related to the Anti-Deficiency Act. Avril Haines is the first Biden nominee to receive Senate confirmation. The Senate approved Haines to be the Director of National Intelligence in a vote of 84 to 10. She is the first woman to serve as DNI. Haines has spent much of her career in the intelligence community. She served as the Deputy Director of the CIA, Deputy National Security Advisor in the White House, and Deputy Counsel to the President for National Security Affairs in the Office of White House Counsel. Career executives are taking up acting leadership positions at several agencies while the Senate confirms Biden's new appointees. Kathleen McGittigan is the new acting director of the Office of Personnel Management. She's the OPM chief management officer and led the agency on an acting basis during the last presidential transition. Dat Tran is the new acting Veterans Affairs Secretary. He's led enterprise integration programs at the department. Transportation Security Administrator David Pekoski is the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Two familiar faces are coming back to lead GSA's federal acquisition services. Federal News Network's Jason Miller brings us the details.
The Biden administration moved quickly to fill two key acquisition and technology leadership roles at the General Services Administration. Sunny Hashmi, the former chief information officer at GSA, is coming back as the commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service. David Savinich, the former acting executive director of 18F, is returning to become the deputy FAS commissioner and director of the Technology Transformation Service, or TTS. Hashmi left GSA in 2015 to join technology company Box. Savinich left GSA in 2018 and has been director of product at Hanger. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Defense Department swore in a slew of new officials yesterday as the Biden administration took the reins. Among the new officials are Jongsin Kim as Deputy Comptroller for Budget Appropriations, Max Rose as Special Assistant to the Defense Secretary for COVID-19, and Matthew Williams as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Senate Affairs. Susanna Bloom is also performing the duties of the Director of Cost Assessment and Program Evaluations. The new public face of the Pentagon will be a familiar one. John Kirby took over as the Defense Department's top spokesman on Wednesday. The retired Rear Admiral previously served as the Navy's Chief of Information. He was also the State Department spokesman during the final years of the Obama administration. Kirby is among several of the DOD political appointees who do not require Senate confirmation and who started work just after President Biden took the oath of office. The military is permanently changing rules on how service members are reimbursed when moving. Federal News Network Scott Massioni reports.
Members of the military will now get full reimbursement from the Defense Department if they want to hire their own movers to get to their new orders. Previously, service members and their families were only given 95% of the value if they didn't do their moving through the military. DoD changed it to 100% during the COVID-19 pandemic as a form of relief and found that it was serving troops better. As of January 1st, the full reimbursement rate is permanent. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
And as the Biden administration gets up and running, a new report highlights room for improvement in the State Department. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has that story.
The State Department workforce grew under the Bush and Obama administrations, but a report from the Partnership for Public Service shows the agency saw its first net staff reduction in decades under the Trump administration. The report shows state saw a 3% decrease in its combined civil and foreign service workforces between 2017 and 2019. The report also shows the agency fell in the partnership's best places to work rankings during the Trump administration. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast, subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.
Mount Sinai South Nassau in Oceanside is proud to be the only hospital on the South Shore of Long Island rated high-performing in maternity care by U.S. News & World Report. That means mothers who delivered at Mount Sinai South Nassau had fewer early deliveries, fewer C-sections, and fewer newborn complications than other hospitals, with higher rates of breastfeeding and other positive outcomes. To learn more about why you should consider Mount Sinai South Nassau to give birth, visit southnassau.org/maternity or call 877-SOUTH-NASSAU. Nassau.